Happy Sunday. Welcome to the podcast.
Ducko, how do we feel about that day during the week where we said, let's all wear pink t-shirts and get a cute family pic and Gilly rocked up in a green t-shirt?
Even producer Sophie tried to wear pink as well.
I know. She only had lilac in her cupboard, which is so fine.
And she looks good.
Why don't you want to be like in a cute aesthetic pic with us?
Yeah. When did we get this memo?
Jess sent it in text last night and I said, yeah, can't wait. Sophie's like, okay, I'll try. And then I sent back an emoji.
Yeah.
Did I reply?
No.
Well, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, later about Klimmy.
About Michael Klim, the conversation we'd already had like 20 hours before that.
You got to scroll
there was
up.
About 74 messages.
Well, you have to scroll up to the 75th to make sure.
Take so
was
hard.
That the last thing I saw? Yes, now I'm up to date. You can't just read the last two. Have you met us? The trains of thought you need
man.
To keep up
and
with.
And I text one word at a time because it's my brain thinking.
All right. I just want to paint the picture of me trying to reply to anything amongst the 74 texts.
Yeah.
So Georgette had a haircut last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was on my own with the kids.
Yep.
At this point, I'd had a meltdown from Otis because he wanted bigger pieces of bacon in his fried rice. So he was on the floor screaming. Meanwhile,
did he want like a whole rasher or just a bigger square?
He just wanted a bigger square of bacon.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my other twin, Harriet, had decided that she'd finished dinner and it was bath time. So she'd undressed herself and got into a bath, which is dangerous. So I need to look out for her. And then Otis is still screaming at my leg to drag me out into the kitchen to try and get me to get a bigger piece of bacon, which doesn't exist. There's no more bacon in the house. While I'm trying to not stop my three-year-old from drowning in the bath.
Not stop?
Yeah.
Stop my three-year-old from drowning in the bath. Meanwhile, my wife, Georgette, I know she's coming home from her haircut, so I want to make the house look nice and clean the kitchen.
But in the background.
And make her put down.
You're getting these.
Just getting these.
73 more
again
times.
And again and again. So I want to concentrate on my daughter in the bath, clean the kitchen, settle my son down from having a meltdown, find bacon that doesn't exist. Meanwhile, prepare for daycare the next day so that my wife can come home to a nice house because that's what she would do for me. And then I've got to go through 74 messages and somehow like digest all the information that's in there, reply in some sort of meaningful way in a timely manner, because I know if I don't, another 74 will come by the time I put the kids down and then 8 o'clock rolls around and then I just want to relax and my wife will get home. And you're worried about me not putting on a pink t-shirt?
Yes!
Be better. It's Nick, Jess and Ducko. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I think I'm going to make you feel bad about what you named your dog here, Ducko.
Little Pandemic Pam.
Because the top trending dog names for 2020 have just been released. Mm. Actually, would you want to be in the top, to be honest? You want to be unique.
Yeah. Like I was going to know when I see Nick in common names because I'm like, I want to be different. You know?
Yeah. You do, but then you don't want to be too different, like having three Y's in your name where they're not required.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Or your mate, who was it? K underscore M.
Noel. Yeah.
Noel.
K underscore M because there was no L in the name.
Oh, my God. That's so bad. Anyway, the top trending dog names for 2020, boys. What do we think of this? The top 10. Because, of course, we know with coronavirus striking us, back Feb, March, full lockdown, everyone's at home, everyone's bored, run out of stuff to talk about with your family, you go, let's get a new family member.
Yeah. Well, that's what my dad just did.
They got a dog.
My dad and my stepmom just bought a new dog.
What kind of dog? What'd they call it?
It's a Cavoodle.
Yep.
And I don't know if they've got a name yet.
Oh, cute. Are they just calling it like little boy or little girl like the royals do before they announce the name?
Well, it's confusing because it's a King Charles Cavalier and Poodle cross.
Yes,
but it's a girl, but it's a King Charles Cavalier. I really can't.
Oh, yeah. It should be a Queen Charles
Cavalier. Oh, my God. I don't care for that whole breed. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
How sexist of
them.
So, I mean, in 2020, how dare they?
Yeah.
How archaic. Yeah. I don't care. A King Charles.
Yes.
Or... did the dude King Charles, I was going to say invent, discover the dog breed?
Maybe.
You know, you discover a constellation, you'd call it after yourself.
Yeah.
So maybe he discovered the dog.
Maybe.
And bred them.
Now, is Rover still number one, surely?
Rover. Spot.
Not even in the top 10, guys.
Patches.
No.
Banjo.
You're going to have to go. Oh.
I've got one. Indy.
No.
Bear.
That may have been a Gilly. We've got at 10.
Okay.
Shelby.
Us.
No. 9, Gigi. 8, Elsa, which I feel like they've let little girls across the country and possibly across the world.
That's like a little white fluffy thing, I reckon.
Yeah, it's a little Shih Tzu,
yes.
Bichon Frise, one of those. Coming in at number 7, Odie.
Oh,
Odie.
Yeah.
Is there a cartoon, Odie?
Yeah, Garfield.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Is that the dog in Garfield? Coming in at number 6, Hunter.
Ah, very good.
We like Hunter.
I like that name for a human. But
yes, me too. Coming in at number 5, a name I like for a human, the one you said, Gilly, Bear.
Yeah.
I love that for a dog. Coming in at number 4, Aussie, 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 Boomer.
Boomer.
Uh-huh. 3, Walter.
Okay.
Maybe there's been people rewatching the Breaking Bad series.
Walter White. Yes. If it's a white dog, that's quite clever.
You like that, Walter White?
A dog that makes meth, that's your dog.
That's your dog.
Oh, maybe it's one of those creepy dogs. You know, the ones that look like they're on meth and they've got the big ears and the frazzled hair? Yeah. Number 2, Dixie.
Dixie.
Which have you ever heard that at a dog park yelled out?
I've heard Pixie a few times.
Okay.
I've heard a few Pixies.
Dixie, apparently the number 2 trending dog name for the year. And coming in at number 1... Kobe. Which?
That's got to be after Kobe Bryant, right?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
It's a great, it's a great name. Kobe. Fun to yell.
Yeah, it is fun to yell.
So there you go. If you're thinking of getting a dog, they are the top 10 trending names. Or do what Ducko did and pick a character out of your favourite TV show.
Yeah, Pam. Wow. Yeah, Pam out of The Office.
Oh, great.
And Pam's such a personality. You've got to pick a dog that has a personality, like a human name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Like, I had another dog called Fred once.
Oh, yeah? What was his personality?
He was a red cattle dog. Was he a dope? No, Fred was, he did eat rocks. He loved to chase rocks and catch rocks.
How was there a question around, was he a dope?
It was my childhood dog, you know, I can't go against Freddy.
Oh, you know, Fred. If your dog's an idiot though.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, no, Fred was a bit of an idiot, I suppose. yeah, God, I miss him every day. Anyway.
That's
why I got Pandemic Pam. Morgan actually asked me if I love Pam more than Fred the other day.
Surely you love the dog that's alive.
I do love Pam probably a bit more than Fred right now,
Don't tell Pam that there's even a competition.
Oh, she's so naughty.
Pam, like, sniffing around about Fred?
A little bit. She gets a bit jealous.
Yeah.
She does get a bit jealous. She always wonders, like, she comes and sits with me like, have you been talking to Fred again?
Yeah, because the new girl can't live up to the dead ex.
So true.
so very true.
Yeah.
You know. Everyone's
and the stench, they've got really good noses, don't they? You probably smell like Fred a bit still.
Yeah.
God forbid you pull out a pair of pants you haven't worn in a while.
Oh, God.
They've got a bit of Fred on them.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that on them.
You wouldn't want
She would know. Pam knows that.
100%.
Females, they're intuitive at the best of times.
Oh, we are. And we can be such bitches.
Do you ever
Which
sniff?
Is the term used for the dog, of course.
Yes. Do you ever sniff Angus like when he comes home? Where have you been?
Sometimes. Yeah. Do you know what? He does that to me, to be fair. When I say goodbye in the morning, obviously we get up very early. I'll give him a little kiss and a little cuddle as he's still in bed, and he'll go, deodorant. I'm like, yes. He's got a very keen nose, that boy.
How's this for a wild story?
Hit us.
Mate of mine, we lost a football game the weekend prior by quite a lot.
Right.
And so the coach on Monday night training kept us back a long time, video analysing the game. A really long time. And anyway, he stepped into home from footy training at like 9:30. He stepped in the door and his fiance says, stop there. Pulls down his pants, pulls down his underpants, kneels down and then goes,
what?
Have you been cheating on me?
Because she could smell another woman.
Well, she was checking. Thought,
but instead she could smell the Gill man because he'd been with you all afternoon playing a bit of footy.
Why would his doodle smell like the Gill?
Sweaty. They have showers together. You know, Gilly's told us about the showers.
I missed that part of the story where there was exchanging of fragrance.
Tell that story.
All right.
Do you not share soap? Surely you don't just bring one. Like, probably there's one big, you know, body wash.
Look, it did change to body wash over my time, but it was cake soap for quite some time.
And did you pass that around? Or did everyone have their own?
You put it back in the holder and then you pick it up again.
There'd be pubes on that everywhere, mate. There would be.
Yeah.
In a male locker room.
Yeah. One.
No, there'd be like 3 cakes of soap in the shower.
But for 26 guys.
Well, there's like 8 or 9 showers in there, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
So where's the part you and your mate got into it?
Yeah, cross swords.
Oh, yeah. And then obviously, you know, do a bit of docking and then out for the day.
Back home to the missile.
It's Nick, Jess and Ducko. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I've never felt more seen, boys.
Oh.
Seen by someone who I've never met before.
Oh.
A gorgeous girl on Instagram has just tagged me in a post. Mm. And I was like, Bex, I don't know Bex, but let's see what she's tagged me in. Mm. It's a bit of a meme. There's some cheese and then a picture of Woody from Toy Story looking like he's in sheer ecstasy. And the caption is, cheese triggers the same part of the brain as hard drugs. And cheese tagged me in this and just written, you.
That is that a true fact?
Do you know what? I have heard that cheese, something in dairy, I think in general, has the same addictive properties. Right. There's something in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of scientific crap like this.
Oh, is that not a thing?
No, it would absolutely be a thing.
I just like cheese and I'm trying to make an excuse.
No. I don't know if this one specifically is or isn't true, but it probably is. But it's very well worded. It triggers the same part of the brain that hard drugs.
Okay. It's the pleasure sensor.
The pleasure sensor that makes you addicted to things. It doesn't mean that it has it to the same intensity or at the same length.
I've got on good authority. Jess goes into clubs here and she just like, she's in the club and she just pulls out a bit of brie. She puts it in her mouth. She's like, you guys want it? And it's like, oh my God, she's a badass.
It's the only reason I bring a clutch or a purse or a handbag to the club. Well, you know, when they do like security checks, they try and feel around. I'm like, can you be gentle, please? I've got a very soft brie in there and I don't need you smooshing it against my cicadas before I've had a chance to, ration them out.
Oh, geez.
Insect.
I've got no cicata.
Cicadas.
I some cricket sort of insects in there as well.
I think they're good for protein intake.
Wild nights.
I do like
it. Yeah, okay, we get it. You like cheese. Is that
And I just feel like Bex. Thanks, Bex. I feel seen.
Yeah.
And I like it.
How do you feel when people, I'm gonna say jerks, keep tagging you in octopus posts?
Yeah.
Because that's your biggest fear.
Because you hate octopus.
And do you know who does that? Like I just said, I don't know Bex, but I feel like I want to because she gets me and cheese is harmless.
Yeah.
My friends are the ones tagging me in the octopus crap. I am so...
Well, are they friends? You know what I mean? Like sometimes have you guys ever gone through, like genuinely gone through and culled old people out of your life? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
As in, and called them and said, I don't want to talk to you anymore?
Well, maybe not even done that, just to leave them
alone. Because I have done that.
Yeah. Have you? Have you really?
Yeah, Jess has broken up with a friend.
It was so bad, Ducko. Because I went through, I'm always going through a phase, but I went
like
through...
Like karate.
Right now. Right
shut
now.
Up, that's not a phase, it's a lifestyle choice.
I went through
a phase. Thank you. I went through a phase a couple of years ago now where I literally was like, you know, the five people closest to you are the sums of your personality. So be really careful of who you're putting in your circle. If people aren't bringing joy to your life, then you're in control of that and you need to eliminate it if they're bringing bad energy.
Was this from charging your crystals?
The moon told me to do it. And I really, one girl just immediately came to mind and I was like, well, I've got to do something about it. I've got to practice what I preach.
Okay.
So I literally called her. I recorded it as well, which I didn't know was illegal at the time. Don't record people if they don't know. And I said, look, I'm just trying to be a better person and I don't feel like I'm my best version of me when I'm around you.
Oh.
So I don't think we should be friends anymore. And she friggin' started crying. It was like a Thursday night. I didn't know she was at like a work event. Oh. So she was half cut. So she was already running high on emotions.
Yes.
And she started crying on the phone. And I was like,
and if Mercury was in retrograde when you did it, that wouldn't have helped.
Mate, the whole thing, the cosmos was a lie. It was a wacky...
However, if you blame the moon, surely that's a good enough excuse.
Yes. Well, I persevered and we hung up.
Good on you for persevering.
Thank you.
Because quite often you can soften it to like, we'll just be on a friendship break.
Yeah. You know? Or jokes. Yeah. Did it for radio or something.
Or by the end of the call, Jess is going for coffee with her tomorrow.
Yeah. She's the guardian of my children. Yeah, no. So that was bad.
Wow. Why wouldn't you just ghost them and not really contact back?
I tried. She was one of those people who would just do the incessant 3, 4, 5 messages in a row when I haven't responded for the past month, babe. So I thought I have to actually draw a line in the sand.
That's wild. I've never done that.
Try it.
I've just ghosted
people. Record it and play it for us.
Yeah.